In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back, if you were gone. Everybody looks bright-eyed this morning, ready to start again. My husband and I have enjoyed various and adventurous endeavors for our vacations over the years. Early in our marriage, we backpacked in the mountains of Colorado in the high country, usually sleeping for several days in tents above 8,000 feet in altitude. There are very many practical things one learns from this kind of journey. And one of those practical things triggered my mystery journey through John's Gospel lesson on the woman at the well in Samaria. I began to think of it as the case of the missing cup. First and foremost, let me be perfectly clear. Jesus led a very purposeful life here on earth. Nothing was done by chance or randomly if he was involved. He was on top of the situation and did precisely what he meant to do. This certainty is the linchpin to my question surrounding this tale. My outdoor experience taught me that no one went out on a journey of any length without making provision for drinking water. When hiking, we carried a canteen or a filled bottle and a cup to gather water from a stream. In dire circumstances, one might be able to lie down by the stream and cup your hands together to drink, but that was not going to work in arid territory with water from wells. Jesus journeyed on foot most of the time through arid lands for distances. How did he travel without anything to drink out of? Then I began to think about all the disciples leaving him and going to town. Jesus is tired at noon. Consider the fact that no one could safely walk past dark on the roads back then. This meant that he was not on the road very long at that time of day. Jesus walks all the time to get where he's going, so tired is unusual at noon, I think. Is Jesus more tired than anyone else? Why did the disciples leave him alone, tired, in a hostile country? Samaria was at odds with the Jews, specifically in the area of religion. Things were not getting clearer for me. Jesus begins talking with a woman, which is never done, especially not this woman, this Samaritan, this Samaritan woman shunned by her own people. And what a conversation. It sounds like an ancient smackdown, actually. First, she questions him. And then she says, "You, the man who does not even have a cup, offers me water? Just how do you plan to do that?" Then Jesus begins an earnest conversation with this woman, during which he reveals himself and the coming events in ways he has not shared with anyone else so far. Jesus became vulnerable at that moment, and this woman senses that. Long after this discussion, Jesus spends a lot of time asking the disciples and other people who they thought he was. So this moment stands out brightly at this point in his early mystery. He does not just tell them, "I am the Messiah." He tells her, "I am." The early Old Testament reference God used for himself. This story is far more than an encounter at the well over one person's salvation. Two major threads tie this complex word painting together. On one level, Jesus is teaching his disciples, as well as us, how to minister to those who are most in need of salvation, those sheep that he specifically is searching for as a shepherd. I began to recognize exactly what Jesus was doing and how he was doing it. As many of you remember, I work with gang-affected youth in lockdown facilities. Those youth are very like this woman. This group of people is very wary of strangers. They have suffered so much abuse over the years that in order to survive, they learn how to discern and evaluate trust before they relate to anyone. Jesus knows this. He has positioned himself in a place where someone who is vulnerable and needing to avoid others will come and come alone. Jesus made sure he would be alone by sending the disciples to get food, for he knows this person will not be open to this dialogue if others are present. He engages her with talk about water, playing with her in a way she thinks is ridiculous at first, but she gradually begins to understand there is more going on in this conversation than she thought. Jesus shows her how well he knows her when he asks the woman to bring her husband. But it is his reply to her, sharing that he knew all about all of her husbands, that convinces her she can trust this man. She tells the people in town Jesus knew everything she had ever done. This story models for us how we are to work with those in our daily lives who need the love of Christ but do not know him. Jesus went to her where she was, in her place, and engaged her there. He let her know he understood her fully and loved her as she was. He offered her salvation without conditions. Jesus shared his plan of salvation for everyone with this Samaritan woman, and while it reflects the teachings of Jeremiah and later prophets, this is not a plan that the established Jews or the Samaritans would like. He tells her that the future holds big changes for all in the area. The centers of faith will not be in a building, city, or mountaintop. She is wondering, even aloud, who is this? She quickly moves from calling him a prophet to the Messiah. But Jesus went further to tell her, I am. She promptly leaves her water jar at the well and heads to town. This is news that everyone will want to hear, even from her. Meanwhile, the disciples return with food. They are wondering why Jesus is talking to this person. What is Jesus thinking? Does he want people to think he welcomes just anyone to follow him? Just anyone can be saved? And this is the second great lesson in this story. For the disciples and all people, then and up to today, Jesus comes to reap from the biggest outcasts he can find. Even a foreign woman in a hostile land without an acceptable reputation. Jesus says he is here to do the will of God. He is sent to gather in the crop that God has sown. As this woman flees to town with the good news, many come back to the well with her. Many ask Jesus to stay with them. Many believe, some because of the woman, and some because of Jesus' teachings. From his encounter with one woman, many are saved. This story vividly cautions us that bringing God's lambs to him will take us to people and places we do not usually go. We are shown to open our hearts to those in our midst who are downtrodden and desperately need the grace God offers. And yes, Jesus told us in this story that anyone can be saved. And we have a part in that. There's really no mystery after all in this tale. Things like missing cups and a tired Jesus were a means to an end, a way to open the heart and mind of a soul wounded by life's events. Small things that helped grace be offered to one where God has sown his seed. We are reminded by Jesus, we are all fed by doing God's will. The harvest is plentiful and all around us. They are ready to be gathered. Are you ready to reap? Because in reality, Jesus meets us all at the well.